truly a blessing to be able to be here this morning. I come up and got out of the truck. I'm going to tell on him. Kerry hollered across the parking lot, and he said, Jackson's been preaching some strong messages. Said, if you ain't got a good one, just go on down the road. And I said, well, this is the first day, the first Sunday of the year. He ain't going to put nobody up. He's going to wire you out one more time. But I do have a strong message. Amen. Jesus loves you. Amen. That's about as strong as it gets. Amen. Now, we might go to whittling on the tree and get into the quick about sin and this and that. But the truth of it is, the strongest message that we can apply, Amen, is Jesus loves you. He does. He loves you. And that's, I thought about what Kerry said. And if I don't tell you nothing else, I've give you a strong message. I've give you a strong one to carry into 2024. As you face life and you go about life, you go into it knowing Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Good to be here, I tell you. It's good to see this number out. There ain't many places you can go and see this many gathered, but you need to be thankful, Mountain View, for what you've got. Hold on to it, because I'll assure you, the devil's still going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and he would love to get in Mountain View and tear it apart and just be just a little handful left. And it's up to us, up to you and I, to keep him out. It really and truly is. But it's good to be here. I tell you, if I've ever had to step out in that on faith, this will be one of them. I felt early in the week that I needed to come to Mountain View, and I had every intentions. Yesterday I got the Bible down and got read just a little bit, and company come, and they stayed till after midnight. And I got up this morning and my wife said, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to New Hope. But I had done earlier, before the year ended, I had been looking at my life and where I was, and I didn't make no New Year's resolution, but I told myself and I told the Lord that I was going to be more committed in the coming year than what I had been. And I know if you ain't pastored, you don't know what I'm talking about, but when you've pastored and you've been in that role, and then you go for a while and you're not, you just feel like you're existing. And it's easy to get in a rut, and I don't want to be there. I want to be up and about the Father's business. He didn't say if you was pastoring, he's commissioned us all. We've all got a work to do, and it's easy. It's easy to let the mind work and to play on you and get you in a place that you'll even override the Spirit. That you'll even override the Spirit. And I thought about what Susan said when she was up here. She's talking about she was glad that the Lord talked to her. I'm going to tell you, if he don't, you need to do a little self-examination. You need to make sure that you've come to that place that you have submitted and surrendered. Because the Bible teaches us the Bible teaches us, back and under the law and in the day and all, it was man's duty to teach his neighbor. Amen. To teach his neighbors the laws and the statute. But there come a day when the Lord said, I'll write it. I'll write it up on the tables of their heart. And then on over there, he said, you need no man to teach you. He said, but that same anointing that you received, it'll what? It'll teach you. It'll teach you. It'll guide you. We may not know why we came. We may not know why we shouldn't. But if we have truly been born again, he'll talk to us.
Amen.
He'll say, don't do that.
Amen.
Don't do that.
Amen.
Don't do that. And when we don't, we get a blessing.
Amen.
And if we're doing like we ought to, it won't be many days till we'll be in the book or reading, or we'll be at church and the preacher will be up preaching. And it'll come out and we'll understand just plain as when it was speaking to us why we shouldn't. And there'll be another blessing in it. Obedience. Oh, it starts with obedience. It starts with obedience. It really and truly does. I'm just talking. Glad to be here this morning. I really and truly am. We're going to read a little bit in first chapter of Acts. Just trust the Lord for leadership and guidance. And 1st chapter of Acts, I'm going to start with the second verse. I can't pronounce some of that word there, so we'll start with the second verse, 1st chapter. It says, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And that's all that we're going to read. And I know that there's no way that we could ever bring it out like that it should be brought out. But
We've got a desire in that to try today. We really and truly do.
I need your prayers. But if I had a thought that I wanted to leave with you, and maybe you carrying that into this coming year, it would be that same Jesus. That same Jesus. We are looking for help. We're looking. We're sitting on the couch talking with our spouse, and we're asking ourselves, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to do? My friend, and I'm here to tell you this morning that it's going to be through this same Jesus, my friend, that we overcome the adversary. And I'm telling you, as God's children, as His chosen people, we have still got a duty in that, my friend, to overcome the adversary. And that overcoming him is what it's going to take to keep the church pews full. It really and truly is. If we listen to the adversary, it won't be long, my friend, till he'll tell us we don't have to go, that it's not necessary. But we know, my friend, through the reading and that of His Word, He said to fail not to assemble yourselves, so much more as you see the day approaching. There is something that we've got to do in that, my friend, and that to be pleasing and acceptable, and that in the sight of God, and that we have this mindset that we have got to this place and that we can kindly take it easy. But I'm telling you, there is no place, my friend, to sit down in that this morning. When we get in a mindset in a place that we can sit down, my friend, we'll listen to the wrong voice. We'll listen to the wrong voice, and we'll find ourselves making choices, my friend, that will have severe consequences this morning. I read to you in Sunday school, Brother Randy talked about the young prophet there that come and prophesied, and it was some 300 years later, but I want you to know that there was a message for them people, and that in that day, if they had heard it, my friend, and had accepted it, my friend, he made prophecy there, and he told them, he said, this shall be the signs, and the altar will be rent, and the ashes poured out. And it happened just exactly like he said it would. The king stretched his arm out and it became still. And he recognized God at that point in time. He recognized who he was, the power that he had. And he asked the young prophet, he said, pray for me. That my arm might be restored. I didn't know I was going to get over on this, but he prayed for him, my friend, and his arm was restored. But you read on, and Jeroboam went right on headlong, fulfilling his own lust, if you'll have it. And it cost him. But let's look at that prophet, my friend, just a minute there. I want you to know that he was in a place where God was talking to him, just like Susan was talking about. My friend, he began to talk to him, and he said, I want you to go down there, give him the message. He said, I don't want you to eat anything. I don't want you to drink anything. And when you leave, go out a different way. My friend, that's all he had to do, my friend. And I want you to know that there was a point in time there that even the king, my friend, began to talk to him. But my friend, that God had said was the most powerful thing in his mind and in his heart at that time, and he wouldn't lean, my friend. He said, if you even give me half of the kingdom, he said, I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go. He said, I can't go. He said, the Lord has commanded me to eat no bread, to drink no water, and when I leave, to go out a different way. Delivered the message. God manifest himself. The altar was rent. The king's arm was restored. God was able to work and to do through the young prophet. But my friend, he found himself over there sitting under the tree. Sitting under the tree. I've done that I'm supposed to do. The message has been delivered. I'm just going to sit down and rest a little bit. What happened? What happened? You know the scripture. You know the prophet come and told him to come home and to eat bread with him. And he said, I can't go. I can't go. He said, the Lord has said, eat no bread, drink no water, and when I leave to go out a different way, I can't go. He said, yeah, but the Lord appeared to me and told me. What did Paul say? He said, though, what? A ministering angel, present themselves as light. If it's different than that, that has begotten you, my friend, leave it alone. Stay away from it. He went home with him. He went home with him. Nothing wrong with bread and water, but that day, my friend, it was sin to him. That day, it was sin to him because God said, leave it alone. A little leaven, what? Leaveth the whole lump. It may seem like a little thing. But I'm telling you, if that small, still voice is saying, don't do that, my friend. You better leave it alone because it's going to leave you, my friend, naked and destitute. No cloak, no covering, because you know God said, don't do it. And us as his children, the devil knows how to work. He's got you there. You've been disobedient. You've went contrary. You're sitting there whooping yourself. The Spirit begins to move and they're telling us, trying to lead us in that to a place of repentance. But the devil's saying, look what you've done. He ain't going to hear you. It gets us in a place that we're unwilling to humble down and cry out for forgiveness. That's how the devil works. We need to be aware of that going into 2024. I want you to know and I want you to realize this same Jesus, my friend, knows who you are. He knows what you stand in need of. Just as he knew where Legion was, what he needed, the Samaritan woman that was coming to the well, he knew who she was, what she needed. Glory be to God, and he presented himself. Amen. This same Jesus. Amen. The same Lord. Glory be to God that everybody's willing to accept laying in the manger. My friend, the whole world as a whole accepts that. But my friend, we have a hard time accepting John the Baptist's message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory be to God. I want you to know this same Jesus, glory be to God, come and preach the same message. He said, except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish, my friend. How are we going to make it in 2024 with this same Jesus? I ain't looking for nothing new, Leroy. I ain't looking for something better. Glory be to God. When we begin to get weak and weary, remind ourselves, Jesus, this same Jesus, said, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you. He said, ordained you that you might go forth and bring forth fruit and that it might remain in you. This same Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. This same Jesus is the same one, my friend, that hung on the cross. My friend shed his blood that we might have the opportunity to come to know him in the free pardon of sin, be born again, raised up, blood bought, a child of God. This same Jesus is the same one that speaks in that small still voice. This same Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, what? And I will give you rest. Not mine, but I will. Glory be to God. He stands ready, my friend. He wants to bless you. He wants to forgive you. He wants you to be able, my friend, to put yesterday behind you and go forth, my friend, on fire for him. This same Jesus. Oh, this same Jesus, my friend, that I read to you, presented himself for 40 days with many infallible proof. My friend, this same Jesus is the same Jesus, my friend, when Peter told him that he was willing to die for him, to go to prison, my friend, proclaiming his steadfastness, what he was willing to do. This same Jesus declared, Satan, get thee behind me. But did he leave him there? No. He began to talk to him, and he said, Peter, he said, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. But he said, but I have prayed for thee. He said, when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Glory be to God. He was looking past right then. He was looking on down the road. Glory be to God. When that small, still voice is speaking to you, don't just look at the present. Know that we've got to go on down the road, and he's preparing us for what's ahead of us. This same Jesus. Oh, he looked at Peter. And he told Peter, he said, before the cock crows, he said, you'll deny me thrice. Oh, not so. I'm willing to die. I'm willing to go into prison. Glory be to God. I want you to know that it happened just like he said. Just like he said. Oh, Peter, when they arrested him, the Bible said that he followed afar off, and he went in to see the end up, my friend, and he found himself up there warming himself by the enemy's fire. Glory be to God. You better be careful with what you're warming up to. You better be careful with the company you're keeping, my friend, because we have got to be up and about the Father's business in 2024. Here he is. Made these promises to Jesus, my friend. But here he is, finding himself at a distance, but still wanting to see the end. Glory be to God. Sitting amongst the enemy, my friend. The one that's going to condemn the very one that he had walked with, that he had looked up to, that he had held in the highest regards. One comes in, says, "You're one of them." No. Another one comes in. Oh, says, "Yeah, but you're one of them." Though I'm not one of them. And then the Bible said, in about the space of an hour, another one come in and said, "Thou art surely one of them." Said, "Thy speech betrayeth thee." Glory be to God. I'm going to tell you, even though we walk and talk like a Christian, we don't have the power to sit in the enemy's camp.
Amen.
Yea, speech betrayeth thee. Changed his speech. Began to talk a different talk. And immediately the cock crowed. And the Bible said, and he remembered. But one of the books said that Jesus turned and looked at him. Turned and looked at him. Today we say, how could Peter have done that? How did he feel when he looked at it? My friend, I'm telling you, if you're a child of God and you're disobedient and you go contrary, he's looking at you the same way.
Amen.
The same way. I'm still talking about this same Jesus. This same Jesus. Glory be to God. They took him. They crucified him. They nailed him to the cross. My friend, and he looked, my friend, and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Glory be to God. And he yielded up the ghost. Glory be to God. They buried him there. And then early in the morning, on the first day of the week, the women come down there seeking and looking for this same Jesus. This same Jesus. Oh. They met what they supposed to be the gardener. They asked, "Where have you laid him?" This same Jesus said, "Why seek you the living among the dead?" Glory be to God. Stay out of the dead camp. Stay in the house of God. Stay in your prayer closet. And this same Jesus will strengthen you.
Amen. Bless you.
Where have you laid him? He said, "You go tell my disciples what and Peter. And Peter. Oh, this same Jesus that walked with Peter, that told him, I have prayed for thee. When thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Knew where Peter was, knew the state of mind he was in, and knew he needed a one-on-one. He knows you need it. I need it. It ain't every day, but there's been a few times, Leroy. It might have been driving down the road, but glory be to God, I got in a place where it was just me and Jesus. Glory be to God, and the power come down. Glory be to God, and I got strength that only comes from this same Jesus. I have, Randy. I'm not bragging, but I've had to pull over and figure out where I was at. Look around, figure out where I was at. There's nothing like it when Jesus, the same Jesus, get in the car with you.
Amen.
Amen. And Peter. He knew Peter was in a state of mind and was in a place where he wouldn't even declare himself a disciple. Wouldn't even declare himself a disciple. You tell my disciples and Peter. Glory be to God, why are you preaching like this? Church, I want you to realize, glory be to God, if you've slipped and fell, don't let it overcome you. This same Jesus has got the same message for you that he had for Peter. Repent and come to it.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
What a way to start 2024. Glory be to God. And Peter. Did it happen that day? No, but it was getting him in a place, glory be to God, to accept this same Jesus.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
They went back with a message.
Yeah.
And I believe it was Peter and John.
Yeah.
That run to the tomb. Glory be to God. John outrun him, the Bible said, and just looked in. But glory be to God, Peter went in. Glory be to God, you got to get in. Woo! You get in, you feel it, believe it. Hold on to it. Build on it. Glory be to God.
Go on, Dwight.
On the outside, it might be. Let's get past. Let's get past the two. Here Peter has, he's denied him. He went out, the Bible said, and he wept bitterly. What was it, my friend? He was godly, sorrowful for the choices that he had made, but he was in a place he couldn't do nothing about it.
True.
The law could no longer cover them. Amen. And grace hadn't come in effect yet. Glory be to God. Oh, in a lost, lonely state, knowing there's a better way.
Amen.
How many do we know that's that way today? How many? Here Peter is. Knowing the law won't work. Grace hadn't come into effect. He said, I go a fishing. Going back to his old ways. Going back to that he knew how to do. Something that he felt like he was good at. What does the devil throw at us? Glory be to God, he won't put us on uncharted water. He'll put us out there where we think we're comfortable.
Amen.
Whew.
That's true.
I go fishing. It didn't stop there. You look and see how many disciples said, I'll go with you. We'll go with you. Glory be to God. You decide to lay out a church. Glory be to God. And you call the one sitting next to you. And it won't be long till they'll be out with you.
Amen.
We're talking about having a better 24. With this same Jesus.
Yeah.
I go fishing. So you know the scripture. They went, they fished, they toiled all night. Hadn't caught nothing. How many times? Has Satan lured us out there, my friend? And when we got out there, we toiled and we labored trying to find that peace that he promised us. And toiling and laboring, there is no peace.
Amen. Amen. That's true.
But this same Jesus... that laid in the manger, that healed blind Bartimaeus, that healed the man by the pool, that raised Jairus' daughter. Glory be to God, I could go on and on and on and on, declaring unto you the infallible proofs of Jesus and that he done in that day. But glory be to God, I'm here to tell you this same Jesus today works through a small, still voice. Have you any meat? No. Nothing. Cast your net on the right side. Have you had a blessing today? Have you had your cup filled up? My friend, if not, put your heart on the right side.
Amen.
It's here. The same Jesus. That said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end. If you're in a place, my friend, where you feel you're walking all alone, my friend, realize and understand it's your fault.
Amen.
You left him.
Amen.
You denied him.
Bless your heart.
Preacher, when have I denied it? Let's be honest. Let's be honest. When that small, still voice said, leave it alone. Don't do that. And we do it anyway. Have we not denied the Holy One? Have we not limited the power of the Holy One? Have you any meat? No. Toiled all night and caught nothing. Cast your net on the right side. Oh, we've caught nothing. We've toiled. That nevertheless, that thy word will cast. The Bible said, great was the draw. $153. I remember every time I think about that, I think about Eloise Patterson. There was a man preaching one time, and he was talking about it, and I sat beside her and I said, did he call $153? She said, did you just read that? I said, no, but when I read it, glory be to God, it stuck. It stuck. That was a great catch, my friend. A great draw. How did it happen? Through obedience, my friend.
Amen.
It wasn't in Peter's ability to fish. He had fished all night and had caught nothing. I have no doubt he tried every fisherman trick that he knew of. He had caught nothing. But when he submitted himself under the mighty hand of God and was obedient, great was the catch.
Amen.
Same way in my life. Here Peter is. Here Peter is. We're going to get shore. Oh, they get there. They already find fish on the fire. Glory be to God, bread. I want you to know he didn't need their fish, but he wanted their fish and he wanted them to be a part of it.
Amen.
The church will go on without you. But glory be to God, this same Jesus that died for you wants you in it and a part of it.
Amen.
What was he doing? What was the purpose of every bit of that? It was to get Peter in a place to have a one-on-one with him. You ever thought about that might be what this morning is? Huh? Get you in a place that you slow down long enough for the Spirit to have a one-on-one with you. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord. Feed my lambs. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord, feed my sheep. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Peter become aggravated.
Amen.
Got a little agitated. He said, Lord, you know I love you. You know I love you. You know all things.
Yeah.
Feed my sheep.
Yeah.
Feed my sheep. What was he doing? Glory be to God. He had denied him three times. He gave him opportunity to confess his love three times. We're on neutral ground. Now what are you going to do? Now what are you going to do? This same Jesus hadn't give up on you. He still loves you. He sees the danger that's out there. He sees what lies ahead. That small, still voice is trying to prepare you that you might have the strength, my friend, to stay with the ship. This same Jesus, with many infallible proofs, showed himself for 40 days. But there come a day. There come a day when he spoke to them. He said, tarry. Tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
they find themselves standing there gazing into the cloud. The two men in white apparel said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus, why are you looking everywhere up for peace when you know this same Jesus said, 'Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Amen.
If any man will open, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me.'"
Amen.
That's the peace you're looking for. That's the peace you're looking for. Able to get in a place that you have a one-on-one commune with this same Jesus.
Amen.
Drink from the same cup he drunk from.
That's right.
He didn't bring another one. Glory be to God, it's the same cup.
Amen.
This is my blood that was shed for the New Testament.
Amen.
Drink ye all of it.
Yeah.
You don't pick and choose. You either come to it, get in it, and be a part of it, or you're still on the outside looking in.
Amen.
It's that simple. Why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus will return in like manner. They go, my friend, they're in the upper room there. I'm just hitting the high spots. Glory be to God, I want you to know that there come a point in time when this same Jesus, my friend, that ascended up, "Father, it's time." Glory be to God. And he began to pour out the Holy Spirit. Woo! Glory be to God.
Amen.
And the Bible said that it come in like a mighty rushing wind, like cloven tongues of fire, resting up on the men, and every man heard in his own language.
Amen.
Just like this morning.
Yeah.
You've heard the message in your own language. You've heard that was either, my friend, a blessing or condemning. You've heard the same message. Glory be to God, in your own language. It's either excusing or accusing, my friend. They began to say, "These men are drunk."
Yeah.
On new wine.
Yeah.
But this same Peter, I know it's all about this same Jesus. But this same Jesus got in Peter, set up a bowl. Peter stood up. He said, "Men and brethren, these men are not drunken as you suppose, but this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel."
Yes.
"In the last days, I will pour out my spirit."
Yeah.
"Upon all men." Oh, and he began to tell them, old men would dream dreams, young men would prophesy, the maids and the daughters. You know the scripture. But glory be to God, I want you to know, Peter come down to the place. He said, "This same Jesus that you denied, glory be to God, and took out, and hung, and crucified, this same Jesus, God has raised him up, a King of Kings." And from that day forward, Peter was a different Peter. Never, no more.
Amen.
Do you find where Peter denies him?
Amen.
He was a witness.
True.
He was a witness. Who got Paul? Who got Saul? When the great light shined around about him, oh, and he fell down to his knees, oh, and he cried out, "Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord?" What did he say? "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. What would you have me to do? I told you this morning, this, our power comes in obedience. Paul could have sat there seeing that light till he died. But he was obedient. Go down to a street called Straight and go into the house of one there, Simon the Tanner, I believe. He found salvation. Why? The Lord began to speak to Ananias and he said, "Go down to Simon's house. Go down there." He said, "For Saul's down there." "Oh, I've heard about Saul. I've heard how what havoc he's brought against the church. How he has letters to cast into prison, men, women from the church." The Lord said, "Don't be afraid." Said, "Go down there." Said, "For he's a praying." Said, "For I must show him what things he must suffer." Said, "Why?" He said, "Because he is a chosen vessel." I told you early on, Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Glory be to God. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He was resurrected the third day. And he thinks enough of you in 2024 to speak to that heart.
Amen. Amen.
Because he loves you. He wants you to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. What are you going to do with him? I could go on and on and on about this same Jesus. But you've got the message this morning. You understand. You understand. Nothing new's coming that will work, that will bring that deep, settled peace. Nothing else. It was established before the foundation of the world. I preached last Sunday, and my tag was, "What are we held accountable for?" What are we held accountable for? We're only accountable for that that has been revealed to us. No more. What the Lord chose Randy, I'm not accountable for. But when he showed me I was lost, I was accountable. And from that day forward, I have been held accountable for that has been revealed to me. I told you earlier, I might not have known why I couldn't do it, but that same Spirit would say, "Dwight, don't do that. Don't do that."
And if I stepped over it and I went on and I done it, I was held accountable. I got myself in a place where I didn't feel like I could pray. I didn't have the faith that I had before. I denied. And so therefore, we are only accountable for that that is revealed to us. And that don't make it any lighter. That don't make it no lighter. Lost or saved. Lost or saved. When you come to the age of accountability, the Spirit passes by. And it reveals to you that you're lost. If we've accepted Him and been born again and raised up a new creature, that same Spirit that abides within us teaches us and guides us unto all paths of truth and righteousness. And if we deny it, we are held accountable. It all started with the Spirit. You go back to Genesis. You go back to Genesis. And it'll read, and in the beginning, the earth was without form and void. But then it goes on, and what does it say? And then the Spirit began to move upon the face of the waters. When the Spirit began to move, things happen. That same Jesus that was there that day is in Mountain View Baptist Church this morning. That same Jesus is speaking to every individual. What are you going to do with Him? That's the message. Brother Randy. I like it when it's like this. I like it. Feel like you can hear your own heart beating. It's undeniable. If the Spirit's accusing you, you're sitting there feeling like everybody in the church house is looking at you. But can I tell you, that's the devil. He's trying to rob you. He said, there's but two. He said, there's but two. He said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He said, the other one come but what? To rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That one that's telling you, you need it, but you can do it at home. Just wait. That's that other spirit. He's trying to rob you this morning. You get home, you won't be able to pray. It won't be there. It won't be there. It's now, right now. What are you going to do with Him?